Well, we do a youth message every Sunday because we're all young at heart. Arthur's here this morning. Gabby has done grown up to be a beautiful young lady, but she's still young. And how many of you here are young in heart? Yeah, amen. So my message I'm going to talk about, we're going to look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, where Jesus sent out his disciples to minister, and he sent them out two by two. But he told them, don't worry if you go to somebody's house and they don't receive you, don't worry about it. Shake the dust off your feet and keep on trucking. But he also told them not to take anything with them, including money. Just go. So I titled my message, Traveling Light. Do you travel light when you go? No. Yeah. Our friend John Riley, who's been here, he's been an evangelist close to 40-some years now. When he first got a traveling evangelist, he would take suitcases and all that. He got tired of the airlines losing his luggage. So he devised a way to travel light. He got like a little duffel bag, I guess, for lack of a better term. And if you ever see him and he comes, he'll come to the church usually 3 days, and he's always got a different set of clothes on. They're always fresh looking and sharp. And I couldn't figure out how. But when I watched him one time, how he packed that little thing, meticulously rolled his pants, meticulously rolled, and that way he could just travel light with just a little bag. And I think sometimes what Jesus was telling us as we go through this life, we carry too much stuff with us. Not only physical stuff, but spiritual stuff. Stuff that we should just give it to him and let him take care of it. And so learn to travel light. And sometimes going walking is very good. Sometimes people need a walking stick because you can go faster. But travel light. Amen. All right. Well, thank you. Good to see you, Gabby. Good to see Arthur and Philip and his beautiful wife. We're glad you're here this morning.